News now from the world of sports, and just like their hockey counterparts, the Boston Celtics will need to win a Game 7 at home if they want to advance beyond the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Celts could not put away the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 6 last night, losing 97-86, in large part because of Milwaukee superstars Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's a tough one to say. They just call him the Greek Freak in Milwaukee. He scored 31 points and pulled down 14 rebounds in Game 6, continuing a pattern in which each team has won games only on their own home court in this series. Game 7, Saturday night in Boston. Jason Tatum led the Celtics with 22 points in the losing effort last night. 2 years after taking over the reins as head coach of the University of Vermont women's basketball team, Coach Chris Day is leaving the job. The Burlington Free Press reports Day is resigning and will be replaced on an interim basis for next season by Alyssa Kresge, who served as associate head coach under Day the last 2 years. Day said the decision was based on his desire to return to Philadelphia. UVM would not elaborate on a press release that thanked him for his tenure the past 2 seasons, but earlier this month, UVM Athletic Director Jeff Shulman said the school was reviewing reports of an investigation into Day's verbal conduct as coach. UVM officials, though, would not comment beyond the statement issued in the press release yesterday. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale put up a line that would be respectable for most any other pitcher, though not up to his own usual standards of greatness. Sale allowed 3 runs and 4 hits in 6 innings against the Toronto Blue Jays, including home runs to Justin Smoke and Devon Travis. But trailing 3-2 heading into the top of the 5th inning, Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez secured Sale's second win of the year when he blasted one of his patented opposite field home runs to right, a 3-run shot off Marco Estrada that just cleared the fence. Craig Kimbrel pitched the 9th for his 7th save as the Red Sox took the game 5-4. They took 2 out of 3 from Toronto on that road trip. They finished up their 9-game road trip at 6-3. The Minnesota Twins probably peeled some rubber getting the team bus out of the Bronx yesterday. The visit to the stadium was inhospitable for the Twins, to say the least, as the Yankees polished off a 4-game sweep with a dramatic walk-off 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th by Gary Sanchez to beat the Twins 4-3. Yankees trailed 3-0, but they made it 3-1 with a sac fly. Then a throwing error in the 9th inning by Miguel Sano allowed Didi Gregorius to reach. The bad fortune continued for the Twins when Giancarlo Stanton hit one of those swinging bunt slow rollers that allowed him to reach first base, setting the stage for Sanchez's 3-run bomb off closer Fernando Rodney. Make it 6 wins in a row now for the Yankees and a 7-game losing skid for the Twins. The New York Mets had 2 leads on the Cardinals in St. Louis last night, including a 1-run advantage in the top of the 10th inning, but they could not hold on and eventually lost their 2nd straight to the Cards in the bottom of the 13th when Dexter Fowler singled in the walk-off winner for a 4-3 St. Louis victory. Mets closer Jeurys Familia blew a save for the 3rd time in 12 chances when Jose Martinez singled home Tommy Pham to tie the game after Pham had doubled in the bottom of the 10th. To the Stanley Cup playoffs now, and if there is one thing that has held true over the years, when the Washington Capitals take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's that things will end badly for the Caps. And so it was in Game 1 last night when the Penguins fell behind by 2 goals going into the 3rd period, but then exploded for 3 straight in a span of just under 5 minutes to beat the Capitals 3-2 in front of a stunned crowd in the nation's capital. Patrick Hornquist, Sidney Crosby, and Jake Guentzel all lit the lamp to erase that 2-goal hole. And you can practically hear the groans of despair from the Capitals faithful who have seen this movie too many times before and probably want their money back. Out west, the San Jose Sharks didn't show much interest in slowing down the juggernaut that's become the greatest expansion team in any sport ever, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights tore the Sharks to shreds 7-0 in Game 1 last night. They scored 4 goals in the first and never looked back. Veteran goalie Marc-Andre Fleury secured his 3rd shutout of the playoffs. Finally, round 1 of the NFL draft, the New York Giants had the 2nd overall pick. They took Penn State running back Saquon Barkley. The New York Jets had the 3rd overall pick, and they're hoping to finally address their biggest need, a franchise quarterback. They're banking on USC signal caller Sam Darnold. The New England Patriots had 2 picks in the 1st round. The 23rd overall, they took guard Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia to help deal with the loss of tackle Nate Solder. And with the 31st pick, they took Wynn's Bulldogs teammate running back Sony Michel to offset the departure of versatile Deion Lewis. He signed with Tennessee in the offseason. Quarterback Baker Mayfield out of Oklahoma was the number 1 overall pick for the Cleveland Browns.